Hi, welcome back to the world's favorite game show, In It for the Money, where everyday divinities match wits and body odor for expensive prizes they don't really want. And who does? And now here's your host, Lopindo Moore.
Hi, and thanks for the great intro, Dan, darling. You all know the rules of the game when you hear this sound. This episode is over. There's no doubling on the elevated platform, and our studio audience has been gagged and blindfolded, so they won't reveal the name of our mystery female impersonator. Now let's find out who our guests are today.
Right on, Lopindo. From Owen Hurst, New Brunswick, mother of five and father of four, transsexual and part-time deviant, Terry Sardonicus. And from a cottage cheese star somewhere in the outer rim of the Milky Way galaxy in the Tantra sector, let's welcome space hero and registered android, Azord Starbolt. On a limited 3-week tour of the known universe, it's our great pleasure to introduce to you, God.
All right, what a fine lineup. First, I'd like to talk to you, Azort. I'm sure a lot of our viewers out there in Triview Land are curious to know just how you managed to liberate yourself from your, sticky predicament. After all, it isn't every day that you are trapped in the center of a cottage cheese star being eaten by Fromtag, the dreaded vegetarian space beast.
Well, it's a long story, you see. What started this stupid Save Tinkerbell campaign? I guess his mind snapped under the pressure or something, and,
Well, it sounds exciting, Azort, but we're running out of time, so for a minute I'd like to talk to our special guest today, God. Have you, Mr. God, sir, got any startling revelations you might want to pronounce at this time to enlighten the earthling masses?
Give a listen. I've come to this planet to tell all you chutzpahdek goyim and warn you.
So sorry, we've run out of time. Let's go to a word from our sponsor and then back to the start of the game with round one.
Space Cadet, set your auto-guidance to warp 3 and your phasers to stun, cause it's time for... Azord Starbolt, Space Android!
As you may not recall from our last episode, because if you did, this would all be redundant, our star-struck Starbolt and friend, along with a cast of thousands, were attempting to resurrect Tinkerbell in hopes of saving themselves from the titanic teeth of Fromtag the Space Beast. Meanwhile, only 1,000 miles away from the same sphere, a lone black space shuttle orbits ominously.
Balfod, that was sheer genius getting that creature to devour the cottage cheese star that Azord and his cretinous companions are in. But tell me, how did you get that monster?
It fooled you too, eh, Transfor? That isn't really a monster out there. It's just a multimedia hologram projection, created especially for me by...
Cosmoview. Creators of the finest in psychosensory happenings. From the parlor room dwarves to meteor swarms, we make them all. And with the lowest radiation levels, this side of the mega warp fields. For the highest in hologram entertainment, choose Cosmoview. Call toll free from anywhere in the Grand Pond sector. 834-654-889-553-2179.
That's not real?
Exactly!
But that's absurd. Sooner or later, Starbolt will find out about this and we'll be right back where we started.
But you're wrong again, you three-eyed droop toad. I don't want that android dead. He stands for the height of engineering excellence, the epitome of free commercial production, the very summit of the democratic process as personified in robotic research, the end result of man's never-ending struggle against the cold reaches of outer space. And he's a damn good android to boot. A little reprogramming, and I'll have myself the best damn shoeshine boy in all the universe. And that little friend of his...
What?
I said that little friend of his...
Forget it.
Anyway, that little laugh will make a good footstool when stuffed.
You think you're so damn smart, you Zarn Serpent. How do you plan on taking that metallic marvel while he's still operative?
I'm counting on my little phony friend Fromtag to swing that for me. With everyone in his ship going berserk, it's only a matter of time before his auditory input logic circuits overload. Just listen to what we're picking up right now on their intership transceiver.
They've lost their silicone bearings.
Right, and now it's only a matter of time.
Professor Bangor Kane of the University of Thaumaturge.
Right. Behind me, you can see the Central Assembly Center of the Silde Ocean Android Works on Bromval 4. These splendid cybernetic sites, the Silde Ops, produce the most sophisticated robotic machinery to be found within this or any other solar sector.
But for a moment, let's leave this awe-inspiring scene and get down to some relative specifics. I've asked into the studio today special android consultant Bernie Quirk, who's going to be so kind as to answer some pertinent questions that may even now be bearing on the minds of some of Azort Starbolt's devoted fans. Mr. Quirk, exactly what does it take to overload the auditory input logic circuits of one of your androids?
What make was that?
I don't know. Oh, for God's sakes, I'm talking about Azort Starbolt.
Oh, yes, of course. Our superhero series. Not very much, really, I'm afraid. Not very much at all. In fact, I remember one that kicked his circuits when we turned on the Tri-V. I think it was a commercial for
Cosmoview. Creators of the finest in psychosensory happenings. From the parlor room dwarves to meteor swarms, we make them all. And with the lowest radiation levels, this side of the megawarp fields. For the highest in hologram entertainment, choose Cosmoview. Call toll-free from anywhere in the Grand Pond sector. 834-654-889-553-2179.
So there we have it. While the galaxy sits at home and reads the funnies, our roving robot even now faces a fate worse than rust. Oh, where is the justice? Surely in these days of super-rectology and awe-inspiring Walt Disney worlds, we can come to his timeless aid in this, his hour of need. And all I can say is that if we don't, even under these most horrible of circumventions, then you'll bloody well have to answer to me when you come running and down on your knees. Because I'll be out to lunch and leave your number with my secretary!
Hi, it's 2842. You're listening to Sandor the Manganese Mutant on Triblix, the tops in octophonic broadcasting.
Be able to stand it much longer. Fromtag will reach the ship in minutes. Who knows what Balfod will do to the universe? And now this. My little buddy jumped off one too many buildings. And where did all these people come from?
Hey, Azort, you metal moron. What's the matter? Why aren't you clapping?
Oh, everything's going hazy. I can't see anything.
Oh!
happened to him? Quick, someone help me get him up. Keep clapping.
No, stop! I'll take him, thank you.
It's Belfod. Belfod the Nebula.
What will happen if I don't say a thing about this last episode? Will you be angry? Will you forget it? How about Azort? How much has he forgotten? Whatever happens, don't forget to tune in next week for...
In It for the Money, where everyday divinities match wits and body odor for expensive prizes they don't really want. And who does?
No, no, I mean...
Azort, Starbolt, Space Android.
In this episode, you slept through the vacuous voices of...
Us!
Zeke Gross, Al Thaw, Randy Williams, John Coleskin, Roger Griffiths, Jim O'Regan. The proceedings was produced by Jeff Leafy Green for Hyperborea Productions.